First of all, as I've said, perfect speech, ideal communication is truthful. Now, of course, we all think we know exactly what is meant by that when we say that, well, speech should be truthful. Well, of course we should. We've been told that since we were 2 years old, not to tell a lie, like George Washington. Now, that sort of ideal has been upheld. So what have we to learn? It's clear, it's obvious. But if we pause, if we consider, then the question arises, do we really know what is meant by being truthful? Do we really know what is meant by speaking the truth? Have we considered all the implications of that statement? Speaking the truth doesn't mean just adhering to factual accuracy. It doesn't consist in saying that this cloth is yellow and that is a microphone. The concept of truthfulness is not exhausted in that way. Factual accuracy is, of course, important. It's an element in truthfulness or in speaking the truth. We can't dismiss it. It's there, but it's not the whole. Some of you may remember, those of you who know your Boswell, there's a famous remark of Dr. Johnson about factual truthfulness. He says that if a child says that he saw something looking out of this window, when in fact he saw it looking out of that, he should at once be corrected and made to say from which window really he saw whatever he did see. Because, Dr. Johnson adds, once the habit of untruthfulness begins, there is no knowing where it may end. So, factual accuracy, factual truthfulness is important. We must recognize that this is a sort of basis, a sort of foundation. We should accustom ourselves, as Johnson also says, to what he calls accuracy of narration. This is very important. This is a sort of training ground for us in higher, more refined kinds of truthfulness. Usually we're very shaky and very shoddy, even on this level. Very, very few people are really factually accurate. We usually like to, in relating about things, make them a little bit different. We like to add, we like to exaggerate, or to minimize, or we like to embroider. It may be just a little poetic streak in us which makes us do this, but we do it. Even in the best of circles, even at the best of times. I remember in this connection, once in India, I attended a little Wesak celebration, a celebration of the anniversary of the Buddha's enlightenment in a certain monastery, and there must have been about 70 or 80 people present. And then I saw the write-up which appeared in the local Buddhist magazine, speaking of a mammoth meeting with thousands of people present. Well, you might think that you're propagating the Dharma and stirring up faith and enthusiasm in this way, but really one is detracting from what one is supposed to be doing. One is not being truthful, in the sense of not being factually accurate. So we all tend to twist and to distort, or at least to bend slightly, facts in the direction in which we want them or would like them to go. So we have to be very, very careful here. If we say that, for instance, it was a lovely day, well, it must have been a lovely day. We mustn't exaggerate, we mustn't minimize. If we say that there were 10 people at the meeting, well, let's be sure there were 10. If there are 1,000 at the meeting, well, let's say that there are 1,000. But if there are only 50, not let's make it 150. Or if somebody else's meeting had 1,000, let's not make it 150 again. So, strict attention to factual accuracy. But again, we must emphasize truthfulness in the real sense, in the deepest sense, the fullest, the most spiritual sense, the real sense, is something very much more than this, very much more than mere factual accuracy, important as that is. Truthfulness is also, we may say, psychological, also spiritual. Speaking the truth involves not just factual accuracy, accuracy of statement about things which happened or didn't happen. It also includes, it also involves an attitude of honesty, an attitude of sincerity. It includes, it involves also saying what we really think. You're not speaking the truth unless you speak the whole truth, unless you say what is really in your heart, really in your mind. Say, in other words, what you really think, or even what you really feel. If you don't do that, you're not being truthful. You're not really communicating. But then another question arises. Do we really know what we think? Or do we even really know what we feel? Most people, we must admit, most of us, if we're honest, live or exist in a state of chronic mental confusion, bewilderment, chaos, disorder, whatever else you may like to call it. We may repeat, as occasion arises, what we've heard, what we've read. We may regurgitate it when required to do so, whether at the time of examinations in the case of students, or social occasions and so on in the case of other people. But we do all this without really understanding, without really knowing what we say. So how can we therefore really speak the truth? We don't really know what we think. So how can we say what we think? How can we be truthful? So if we want to speak the truth in the full sense, or at least a fuller sense than usually understood, we must clarify our ideas. We must introduce some sort of order into this intellectual chaos of ours. We must know quite clearly, quite definitely, what we think, what we don't think, what we feel, what we don't think, or what we don't feel. And we must be intensely aware. We must know what is within us, what are our motivations, what are our drives, what are our ideas, our ideals. And this means that we have to be completely honest with ourselves. And this means that we have to know ourselves. If we do not know ourselves in the depths as well as on the heights, if we can't really penetrate into the depths of our own being, if we can't really be transparent unto ourselves, if there isn't any clarity within, any light within, any illumination within, then we cannot speak the truth. And this is something which we all have to realize. And if we realize it, we shall see that speaking the truth is no easy matter. We might even go so far as to say, and I don't think this is an exaggeration, that most of us, most of the time, deal in what is not true. Most of us, most of the time, do not speak the truth. If we wanted to put it forcibly, not to say paradoxically, we might even go so far as to say that most of us, nearly all the time, speak what is in fact a lie. And our communication is really, most of the time, just a lie. Because we're incapable of speaking anything else except that. We're not really capable of speaking the truth in the fullest sense. And if we reflect again, we might have to confess. We might have to admit and recognize that most of us go through life, year after year, from childhood, or at least from adolescence, right through into old age, without perhaps being able even once to speak the truth in the fullest and clearest sense of that much abused term. We do know that if it ever does happen, that we can, if we ever are in a position to speak the truth, then it's a very great relief to be able to do that. Very often we don't realize how many lies we have been telling until we have an opportunity, once in a way perhaps, of speaking the truth. Then it's a very great relief to be able to do this. We all know if something has been weighing upon our mind, even pressing upon our heart, something about which we're very worried or very concerned, if we can only communicate this, if we can only speak out, if we can only tell somebody the truth of this matter without holding anything back, then this is a very great relief indeed. But this is something which happens for most people very, very rarely in their lives, if indeed at all. Speaking the truth, we may say, to define it, really means being ourselves. Not being ourselves in the conventional, almost the party sense, which usually means not being ourselves at all. But being ourselves in the sense of giving expression in terms of speech to what we really and truly are and know that we are. This is really what speaking the truth means. Now, speaking the truth, even in this sense, this more rarefied sense, this fuller, this deeper, this more spiritual sense, is not done, is not spoken in a vacuum, as it were. You just don't go up to the top of the post office tower and speak the truth to the stars, as it were. The truth is always spoken to someone, to another person, another human being. And this brings us to the second level of perfect speech, or the second stage of communication.